This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis says he will not push to raise taxes to alleviate economic shortfalls faced by the state due to COVID-19. Instead, he says people are getting more time to pay their taxes.
This would obviously be the wrong time to raise taxes in a recession. Actually, we have been very focused on extending tax deadlines, giving small businesses, individuals, property owners more time to pay their taxes. One of the executive orders that I recently signed expanded those deadlines.
Polis recently outlined a plan to cut the state budget by almost $230 million over the next 2 months in response to the pandemic. Today is the first day Coloradans can legally place sports bets, but that kickoff has been muted by the lack of live sports and apps to bet on. Here's CPR's Ben Marcus.
The physical casinos are closed in Colorado, and many don't appear to have their online betting sites ready. Twin River's website was up and running, but large casinos like Monarch plan to wait till next Friday to launch theirs. The delay shouldn't be a huge issue, though, since there's not much to actually bet on outside of Russian pro table tennis. Though there's the UFC lightweight title fight on May 9th. Last year, Colorado voters approved sports gambling and a tax on it to help fund water projects in the state. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The state has awarded Denver $1 million to help build community solar gardens, which are a way to expand access to renewable energy. The solar gardens will be hosted on sites like libraries and schools. You're listening to CPR News.